Hello and welcome back to Shield Bash. This is Britt, your GM, and to my right,
Neil, playing Jarwin Triot, the human flame dancer bard.
Will, playing Nath Vendekar, the human monk.
Jason, playing Tam Westcrown, west of the island, hopefully not going to get crowned.
Curtis, playing Ronan, your favorite frog.
Peter, playing Meta.
Yay!
Peter playing Meta, the shaman.
We're still getting used to the new mics, aren't we?
Yeah, it's only been 10 episodes.
Well, ish.
Hold on a sec. This is episode 16. We got the new recording set up at episode 9. So this will be the 7th episode with them.
Two sessions?
8.
This is the third.
Third? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually. And be all right.
What you all need to do is just get careers as radio DJs for like 6 months, and you'll get it right down.
To be fair, I do use a radio for my job, but it's a different setup.
Different.
This is not a radio that we're dealing with, though.
Right.
This is a microphone recording setup.
Yeah. This is not the 1940s.
Different deal. We could go volunteer at WEFT, you know, give them our $40 and...
What's WEFT?
WEFT, Champaign Community Radio.
Ah.
It's not exactly a shout-out to them or anything. It's just what happens to be what I listen to on my job most of the time.
So what's the deal with that? Do they just let you like do whatever you
want
within reason?
Well, first you have to become a member. So $40 for annual donation. And then you can propose your own show.
Like maybe...
Radio show.
We played Dungeons & Dragons on the radio.
That'd be freaking crazy.
That would be awesome.
But you know how hard it is to get the group together for one session. Imagine, you know, a weekly session. Oh, man, forget about it.
I'd do it.
I would do it.
Not sure how big their studio is. It's right downtown. We walked right by it when we had lunch that one day, Kurt. But anyway.
Right. Listeners, look into it. Let us know.
Yeah, tell us what you think.
Thanks.
Feel free to donate for the cause for us to do that.
Yeah.
Pete, did you just suggest that we do a Kickstarter?
No.
No, actually, I think he said just send us cash or
just
checks.
Just send us money.
And
money.
You spell my name C-A-S-H on the check.
His name is Dick Dick. If you put it on the check, it'll work.
Close enough.
Or you could just send it to the Knights of the Octagon, NFP.
Yeah, we like that answer, too.
And then you can count it as a tax-deductible donation to a charitable organization.
Wait. Do we have the proper qualifications for that?
Yes, Jason's a member.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
Where the fuck have you been?
I didn't think we were actually tax-free as of Farmageddon. But anyway.
As of Farmageddon, we had not, but it was like 2 weeks after that we got all the information to be. We were already a 501c3 not-for-profit charitable organization, but our tax-exempt status paperwork came in about 2 or 3 weeks after Farmageddon.
And that just means when we buy stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we were already what we wanted to be, but not quite.
Yes.
100%.
Can everybody hear Jason okay?
He does sound a little quiet. How's
he sounds a little hollow
there?
To me.
Is that better?
Oh, yes.
That's way more
better.
Gooder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thanks.
What's the first thing you learned in IT?
Right.
Turn it off, turn it back on.
There you go. But did you turn it on to begin with?
Yeah, because I had to slide the thing down and then back up.
Okay. So we're good now.
Yes.
All right. Well, back to the Shiv. I want to take a moment just real quick, round table, and recap, because it has been a while, why you all are where you are right now. If I remember correctly, Jarwin is an adventure and treasure seeker, and he had a lead on a possible treasure he could go hunting for, right?
Yeah, her name was Sasha.
Not exactly what I had in mind, but okay. Anything else you want to add to that real quick? Jarwin? Jarwin.
Sorry, I was balls deep in my sack looking for my my map. I found my treasure map.
There it is. And now, if I remember right, Nath is kind of under self-imposed exile because of forbidden love?
Not exactly self-imposed.
We're snakes.
Okay, well.
Everything else
set
is
straight.
Self-imposed, though.
It was a forced exile in order to escape greater consequences.
Okay. consequences to you or?
Family and personal.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, it's been a while. Been a long time. Yeah.
Not supposed to do that in public.
But it's so much fun.
Hey, I'm the master of meditation.
I thought Meta was. Oh. So, Tam, you are an adventure seeker, right?
Correct.
And treasure in particular?
No, more of the experience, the fame that could come with grand discoveries. There's nothing specific. She's got a lead on a potential treasure on this island, but it was not her intent to come here right now.
It was after the fact, right?
She had not intended to come to the smuggler Shiv right now. That was supposed to be after she landed in Eladir, reported into the venture captain of the Pathfinder Society there, and then she was going to head back out either into the the Mwangi Expanse or back to Smuggler Shiv.
Okay. And Eladir is close, right? I mean, it's somewhere in this neck of the woods, right?
Well, it's on the mainland. It's the capital of Sargava.
Right. Okay. And Ronan. Ronan has his own special mission. He is to find out the whereabouts of missing and or presumed dead Pathfinders, correct?
That is correct. It is a noble cause.
Anything else you want to add to that?
Well,
real quick.
No, not really.
Okay. Meta, you're on the run, as they say, right?
That is correct. Meta is on the run from the Red Mantis Society. Is wanting to go back home to her homeland in the Mwangi Expanse and kind of tagged along with Tam.
Right. Who would have thunk by jumping on that boat, taking a little cruise, you'd wind up crash landing on this dinky island?
Yeah, that sort of thing never happens.
Right.
Nope. Especially an adventure pass.
Nope.
I was just here for the 3-hour tour.
Right. Which brings us to where you are now on this crazy portion of this island. It's almost a separate island in itself. To best describe it, it would be blasted. Whereas on the main island, you've got overgrown jungle, rainforest-type vegetation. Here on this little chunk of the island, it's just blasted. Everything is pretty well covered in a layer of mold.
Sweet.
Dark, kind of an ominous feeling. Everything's gray, more or less.
Will there be a knowledge check to try to glean more information?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I'm just going to point out, we knowledged the shit out of these things last time.
I thought so.
Got very low rolls.
Very, so very little.
For the listener's sake, we've rolled every knowledge we can think of.
Uh-huh. Okay. So back to where we were right here and now. We left off last episode with a yeah, and a bunch of popping, crackling noises. So, I'm going to position these guys. You guys can roll for initiative.
Now, just to be clear, I heard in the description that there are lots of moss around.
No, not moss.
Mold.
Mold.
Which
fungus.
Which is a form of vegetation.
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay.
Just take it. It's good enough.
The landscape is, instead of the jungle trees, you've got giant mushroom-like stems. No caps on them, but from behind three of them step these small creatures that are covered with gray mold, just like everything else, and you might recognize them as pygmies. Give me a knowledge local, somebody.
10.
Yeah, that's a pygmy. It's short, right?
20. You're not trained, are you?
No, I nat rolled the 20 on that, too.
That's my stick. Get your own.
Ronan got a 24.
For your knowledge local?
Yes.
Terwin scored a 20.
These are not your average pygmies. These are something called vegipygmies. And even then, they're a little bit different than normal.
I hear they go delicious on a like a nice
salad?
Piece of toast.
With some butter?
You just like a nice spread.
Yeah, with a little bit of butter.
Sure. I haven't heard the butter thing.
Vegemite, yeah.
We don't have any snake butter yet, so we'll find out later.
Toast, butter, Vegemite.
And you keep finding constrictors, so it's not likely you're going to have any butter from snakes anytime soon.
Yeah. Oh, ye of little faith.
Speaking of which, we didn't ask. The adolescent ones that got in the basket, are those also constrictors?
Yeah. They were all constrictors right there.
Just making sure.
Yeah. Just reasons. Okay. Who had what for initiative? Anybody over 20?
23.
Ronan had a 23.
Very nice, Nath. Ronan, what do you guys got for mods?
+3 for me.
Uh-huh.
+3 for my dex.
Freaking roll off.
I got a +8 for my initiative modifier.
Then there's no roll off. Your initiative modifier is what matters.
Oh, that was your dex mod.
No.
No, well, yeah.
Ronan
so
goes
Nath
first.
And then Ronan. Okay. Yes.
No. The other way.
Other way around.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Thanks for keeping me honest. And that was over 20s, right? Next? Oh, who comes next? What you got? Meta.
Meta got a 20.
There you go. I knew somebody else was close. And how about Jarwin?
6.
6. Tam?
5.
Oh, should have left that one where it was. What the heck did I get? Oh.
-2.
Jarwin, you had a what?
6.
6. So he goes there. I don't think they have any modifier, so I'm just going to put him right there. All right. So these veggie pygmies have popped out from behind these stalks, and it looks like Ronan is up first.
I'm going to cast Bless on the party.
A little buffing action. Nice.
Is this where we are on the board?
You are over there, I believe. It's good radio.
So for those of you who are interested, we play with a large, like 40x40 octagonal dry erase board, and we are on one edge all the way over, and then Britt has placed some plastic gray cylinders in various random spots towards the middle and put the veggie pygmies around some that are near the same edge we are. There looks like there's 3 of them. Yes, 3 veggie pygmies.
You see 3 so far.
Yes.
3.
I'm just trying to set a picture
mental
for the
image.
Listener.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I spent a lot of time on these mushroom stalks. They're what you call dowel rods. So, Ronan's cast Bless. Nath, is it Vendikar?
Vendikar.
Ah, close.
Nath is apparently taking the vow of silence today.
That is true. It's 5 and then 10, right?
Every other diagonal is an additional 5 feet, yes.
Yes, so it would be 5, 15, 20, 30.
Why do GMs do that? Put you at that diagonal so it makes your movement.
Hey, guys, turn off your phones.
Funky.
Nath is going to move up 40 feet.
Is that a double for you? Single move?
Yeah, he's a monk, so he gets the good movement speed.
Okay.
Assume crane stance and make one strike.
Okay. Crane stance is a defensive one, if I remember right?
Correct.
All right.
He's fighting defensively.
Okay. You're going to kick him.
That's a 10 to hit.
Thank you for playing, but no. Maybe next turn. And that was on what I call 2? I labeled these guys. Yeah, it was 2. Okay. That makes it meta. Already plotting and scheming.
All right, since our melee monk ran up into the fray, meta will chase after him, partway anyway, and then cast a spell called Obscuring Mist as she calls out, Jarwin! Make a C! So a 20-foot radius cloud bellows out from her and obscures all sight.
Man! So that will provide you all with the opportunity for mischance on me, or from me, right?
All right. The way it works is if you're adjacent, you have a 20% mischance. If you are more than if you are more than 5 feet away, it's 50% miss. But you can't actually see anyone more than 5 feet away from you.
Okay, so where we're at right now, Nath can see who he previously attacked. And that's about it, right?
Correct.
Okay. And that will make it number 3's turn. He's like, whoa, what is all this? Because this cloud just popped up out of nowhere. So he's going to skirt around the cloud. Okay, and that will do it for him. Baddie number 1. Is also going to go around the cloud, I believe.
And for the listeners, these things don't seem to move terribly fast. They're either double moving and very slow, or they're single moving and preparing stuff, because they moved about 20 feet, would you guys say?
Uh-huh. They are pygmies. And yeah.
Well, I'm just, again, creating the visual.
Mm-hmm. They're, yep. Okay. That will make it Jarwin's turn.
Jarwin is going to move towards Meta 30, and I believe that will make all allies within 30, unless I miscounted. Okay, so yes, and then I will sing the song of my people.
Macarena.
Song of the Fiery Eyes.
You sure it's not the Fiery Crotch?
Very sure. It's going to allow me and all of my allies to see through flame, smoke, and fog without penalty or issue as long as the light is sufficient enough for them to see normally. So we can see through this fog just fine. They cannot see through it.
Now I get it, Meta saying, see!
So while doing that, I will have to pull out my flute and play on the flute.
You actually have an instrument?
I sure do.
I don't recall that. All right. Cool.
Yes, I have two flutes, actually.
What?
You have several times made the skin flute joke with him.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, shocker, right?
And that will be Jarwin's turn.
Tam, I just can't imagine anybody at this table making a penis joke.
It's totally out of character.
Is the terrain offering any sort of difficult terrain, like heavy sand or anything?
Negatory. It's really just muddy, but we're not going to count it as difficult terrain.
All right. Well, then Tam will kind of shout out a, I'll protect your backs, and draw her sword. And then she draws as part of a move and stops. She's about 10 feet away from the two that tried to circle around. They should be able to see her with the 20% mischance. And
oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I thought that was when they were only when they were adjacent. And I'm not quite there yet with those guys.
But I don't have any fog between us, so.
Oh, I thought you were just inside the circle there.
I am, yeah, but there is no fog here.
Right.
So they would not be obscured by more than 5 feet of fog.
Okay.
So they would technically be able to see me.
Oh, okay.
As a figure there.
Okay.
And then I will use my standard action to go partial defense.
Okay. Cool. Like it. Back to the top of the round. We got Ronan.
Now, with my 24 knowledge check, do I get any questions or...
What would you like to know and about what?
Can veggie pygmies be reasoned with, or are they pretty hostile?
Well, again, these are not quite your average veggie pygmies, even. These are a little bit different, you can tell. So what question would you want? Can you communicate with them?
Well, can they be reasoned with? Yeah, are they hostile to everybody outside?
And if these aren't the normal ones, then would they normally be able to be?
Yeah.
Possibly. These guys typically only speak their own language, though, which is a series of clicks and pops.
Polyglot.
I tried to, demonstrate in the last episode there.
Okay.
Feebly. So.
And do they have, are they like.
You could try it, I suppose.
Okay. Do they have any? Do they have any special attacks?
Special attacks. Give me just a second.
1/1000.
Well, I'll give you this. As far as special attacks, not so much, but I will give you that they have plant-like traits.
That's Meta's thing.
They really like fire and lack of water.
Yeah. Lack of water. Gotta soothe myself. What do you want to do now?
Meta kind of heard there that they can be used as their own source of vegetation for Entangle.
Jarwin.
Is that the light bulb I heard go off?
That guy really needs to shave down below.
Dang.
That concludes my move.
Is that a double for you, sir?
Yes, it is.
All right.
By the way, Ronan double moved into the mist.
Into the mist, Dick?
Yeah.
Never mind. So, lots of positioning, a lot of control exerted. Nath, what do you want to do?
I did share that information with the party, by the way. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Nath is going to do a flurry of blows.
Do it. Defensively, right?
Of course.
Okay.
That's a 22.
A 22 will hit. Just for flavor, you punching, kicking, kneeing?
This would be all kicks.
All kicks.
No pelvic thrust.
Only at the end.
And only if he takes a 5-foot step to the right.
That's 3 points of bludgeoning damage.
That is on number two. Three points. Bludgeoning. So is that... That's not non-lethal. You're not going for that, are you?
Probably would.
Non-lethal?
Yeah.
All right. I'll take it.
I'm assuming that miss with the eight. And can I now spend a key point to key flurry? Or do I have to do that before?
I don't remember.
Don't recall.
I think it says during a flurry, so.
Okay. So do it. Somebody will let us know, I'm sure.
That's a 19 to hit.
Hit.
For 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Again, non-lethal?
Yeah.
Okay. Couple hits from Nath. Love it. Meta.
Meta will actually try to speak in polyglot. Hey, you guys quit this or we'll end up having to hurt you more.
No. Hang on a second. I got to check. I don't think they speak polyglot, but let me double check.
So, Will, you looked up that flurry of blows. Flurry of blows, and that is during your flurry of blows.
They don't seem to heed your warning, Meta. Anything else you want to do?
Meta will take a 5-foot step towards the side that Tam is on, and that'll be it.
To answer your question, Kurt, it says here in front of me, +1 attack during a flurry, but it doesn't say when you have to specify when you're using this.
Oh, right. So, my turn. Where am I? There's three. Okay, three, since he's close enough and can see, Tam is going to attempt to entangle you in its net.
20% miss chance.
20%?
Yeah, let's see if he even hits first.
It sounds like a great idea, because you guys know how I roll anyway. So I wanted high, right?
You call it before you roll it?
I was right in the middle, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Nope.
All right. Now, refresh my memory, a net will be a touch attack, is that correct?
Yes.
Range touch? How about a 12?
No.
Oh, so sad. All right, the rest of his turn, he's going to retrieve his net. It's on a rope and drag it back towards him is what he's going to start to do.
All right, I'm going to interrupt.
Sure.
By spending 1 point from his key pool as a swift action, a monk can make one additional unarmed strike as his highest base attack bonus when making a flurry of blows attack. Swift actions can be done in the middle of a full attack action.
Okay, so would that have given you three in the flurry?
Yes, and I took three.
Okay. So we did it right.
Yes.
Ish.
Yes.
Great.
I feel like there should have been theme music in there before Jason announced that.
We're not that fancy yet.
Not yet.
Maybe all next right. year.
Batty number two is going to... He's kind of reeling from that lashing Nath gave him. He's going to try and attack Nath. He is using a spear. Does a 12 hit you?
No.
I didn't think so. Give me a perception check.
That's an 11.
An 11. Good. I had a DC in my head. You hit it. You notice he didn't seem to be thrusting with the spear like normal.
I have a question.
Sir?
When he did his non-lethal damage to this target last round,
mm-hmm.
did it appear to be effective as usual?
Yeah, he was kind of reeling from the... you're talking about...
to the plant thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It seemed to be effective. Mm-hmm. So that brings us to me? Yeah, because that was baddie number two. Mm-hmm. He's going to close out his turn by moving 5 step here. Still adjacent to Nath. All right. And then that brings us to me still.
Batty number one.
Where am I?
Next to
he's
Tam.
Right there. Okay. This one's going to take a 5-foot towards Tam. Going to take a swing with his spear. And he's going to miss. Give me a perception.
10.
Again. Doesn't seem to know how to work a spear properly. That brings us to Jarwin.
Jarwin will approach 30 feet towards...
Tam,
thank you.
That girl over there.
And since that's not far enough, he's actually going to double move. Actually, no, he'll stand there and prepare to attack if one of them move within range.
Prepared action.
And he with his Cestus, however you pronounce it.
The fist thing.
Yes.
Like I've always called it a Cestus myself.
That will be his turn.
All right. So, again, a bunch more preparation. some swings and misses. Nath, this battle has been somewhat effective, which is great.
He has moved on from shadow boxing.
Right. So that makes it Tam's turn.
Tam will kind of shout out a bit. Does anyone else seem to think that they're not, like, that we're somehow fighting children or something? They don't seem to understand how these spears work. Tell me what you think in the comments. And she's got her sword out. I'm going to try and hit this guy for non-lethal with my sword.
Non-lethal?
Yeah. That's probably going to miss, but I'm going to try it.
Okay.
15.
Wait, did you remember your buffs?
I did not.
Uh-huh. We got bless going.
17.
That will hit.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Which one is that?
That is the one that's in melee range with me right out there.
Number one.
Two.
No, that's number one. That's,
yeah, Nath's with two. One, right. Okay.
Number one.
And your damage?
7 non-lethal.
Okay.
GM.
Sir.
Do you allow talking out of turn?
I will, yeah.
I might be able to stop the fight completely if you guys want.
I mean, I never really want to fight intelligent creatures. Unless they're real jerks.
Okay.
Enough said. Back to the top. Ronan. Ronan moves closer to two and Nath.
Yeah, I'm going to go try to help Nath out, and I'm going to throw my net at the one in front of Nath.
Okay. In front of Nath. Throw it.
That is a 24 against its touch.
Yeah, you managed to catch this veggie pygmy in your net.
He is entangled.
All right.
Would you like the description of the net?
Go on ahead.
It's a net.
Is it rope?
She's got red hair, freckles.
When you throw a net, you make a ranged touch attack against your target. The net's maximum range is 10 feet. If you hit the target, it is entangled. An entangled creature takes a -2 penalty on attack rolls, -4 penalty on dexterity, can move at only half speed, and cannot charge or run. If you control the trailing rope by succeeding in a post strength check while holding it, the entangled creature can only move within the limits the rope allows. If the entangled creature attempts to cast a spell, it must make a concentration check with a DC of 15 plus the spell's level, or be unable to cast the spell. An entangled creature can escape with a DC 20 escape artist check. The net has 5 hit points, can be burst with a DC 25 strength check, and net is only useful against creatures within one size category of you, and that should cover it for now.
I would hope. That's pretty in-depth there. Thank you. So, you got one of me entangled. Fabulous. Good job. Nath.
Which one did you entangle?
Number two.
The one in front of Nath.
Seeing that Ronan has netted this creature, Nath's going to stop fighting defensively and drop Crane's Dance.
And beat the shit out of it.
Full attack, spending a key point.
Yeah. Flurry of blows, no key point this time.
Okay.
Keep in mind, for all those who don't remember, players and listeners included, we camped just before we came onto this island, so we should be at full health, spells, and abilities.
Excellente. And were you going non-lethal or lethal this time?
Non-lethal still.
Okay.
That's a 20-some to hit.
It's going to be a hit.
And 3 points of damage.
3 points non-lethal.
The second one is 16 to hit.
16?
6 and 16 Wait a minute. A huge difference.
He's currently entangled, right?
Yes.
He is.
So, yeah, that's going to hit him.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, and 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
Eight
the second
points?
Kick.
Still non-lethal, right?
Correct.
He goes unconscious.
One down.
Oh.
You know, it's just with the mist, we couldn't see it, so it's all just have to trust that Ronan wasn't the one who did it. You know, I guess I'll believe you.
Wait a minute. You can see in the mist.
No, I can't. Nope. I must not be included in that ability.
It's Meta. Funny because I was thinking the same thing when this started. It's going to be the first time death is useful and nobody's
going to notice.
Nope, we're busy over here doing our own thing.
If I hadn't caught it in the net for Nath.
Wouldn't have happened. Wouldn't have happened. Meta, what do you want to do?
Not what I was going
to
do.
Oh, well, change of tactics. Moving to the edge of the fog.
Meta moves to the edge of the fog and spits at the one in front of Tam.
Oh, no. What does that do again?
Spits in its general direction.
Well, right now, I believe it's going to hit the ground next to it, but that would be a, with the minus four penalty of shooting into melee, six.
Is that a, it doesn't matter. Are Even with a ranged touch, that's not going to hit. So,
are you shooting at?
Where does it land and what does it did?
Are you shooting at one or three?
I was shooting at the one right in front of.
Okay. I'm going to say the other one's not in melee combat, that's why I asked.
Well, I was hoping to drop the one that already was taking non-lethal damage.
All right. Well, if you were shooting for one, I'm going to say roll a d8, and that's position one there.
It actually doesn't matter on this. It's not like a bomb. It's elemental spit. A blast of icy cold spit goes flying past it.
Okay. So it just overshot. That's cool.
Oops. I missed.
All right. My turn.
It's on my boots.
Number three is going to spend this turn. What do you call it when you fold your net? Yeah. You got to fold the net for the next turn. So that's what he's going to be doing. Batty 2.
She must really be flexible.
Is going to...
Batty 2 is unconscious.
Sit there unconscious. Batty 1 is going to try and stab at Tam, right? That's who's in front of him?
Yep, that's me.
All right. Maybe he can figure out how to work that spear this time.
Well, I'm not defensive, so it might be a little easier.
No, not so much. Everybody give me a perception. Somebody beat a 15.
Nope.
Meta beats a 15.
Okay.
26.
28.
Those 26. Of you that have beat the 15 realize they were going for non-lethal damage with their spears. That's why their attacks weren't really effective. They weren't stabbing. They were more swinging. So whatever that means. So, Jerwin, you're up.
Going to 5-foot step next to Tam. And I'm going to punch with the cestus.
Punch it.
It's going to be a 23 to hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For 2 damage.
Were you going lethal or non?
Lethal.
Good. All right. That brings us to Tam once again.
All right, Tam will also 5-foot step. She'll be leaving the mist, but getting flanking from Jarwin. She's going to swing for non-lethal. I rolled a 3, so I'm not even going to bother totaling that.
Okay.
And that'll be my turn.
Turn. So this is the top of round 4, if I got this right. Sound about right to you?
I also forgot Ronin is going to stop performing.
No, Jarwin.
Sorry, Jarwin. Jesus. Jarwin.
I was going to say, you can't make that frog do anything.
Jarwin's going to stop performing, but he has lingering performance, so it's going to go for another 2 rounds.
Okay. This time. Hands off the chess piece.
Yeah, sorry.
Ronan, you're up.
Fine. Ronan's going to stop singing. And for the record, it takes 2 rounds for a proficient user to fold up that net. It takes 4 for someone who is not proficient.
Oh, it takes 2 rounds. I thought it was just 1.
Nope.
2 full rounds.
2, and wow. I am going to start folding up my net.
Damn.
Retrieve it and fold it up.
That's a lot of folding.
I must make a point of... clarification.
Okay,
here.
Well, I would... wait a minute. It was entangling that one critter, right?
Yes.
Your net was?
Yes.
So you got to dump him out, right?
Sure.
And then retrieve it, more or less. Or that could be all part of the same. So how many rounds is that going
to
take you?
Well, that could be why it takes 2 rounds.
When, I mean, you've got to fold it to throw it properly. I know that much. I remember.
You can throw it at a -4 attack roll if it's not folded properly.
Okay.
So for the 2 rounds that it takes, it doesn't say whether it's had an opponent in it or not. It just says it takes 2 rounds for someone who is proficient.
Sounds like a GM call.
Yeah, I'm going to say if it's being used already, it's going to take you an extra round, Matt. So 3, right?
All right.
So that's going to take up your turn, correct? Nath.
You could 5-foot step.
You could if you wanted to.
He's unconscious.
There are 2 that aren't.
There's still battle raging elsewhere.
And keep in mind, and after this round, you got 1 more where you can see through the mist, and then you won't be able to see.
I have to make a point of clarification on that, because I actually have a trait that is the same as Lingering Performance, so it actually lasts for 4 rounds.
What's that extra trait called, mister?
It's called Community Minded.
Damn.
Yeah.
A Rastal trait or what?
It will be explained later in my story if we ever get to it. I may die before that.
He's from a nudist commune?
Oh. Something like that.
All right.
That explains a lot.
What do you want to do?
So is the net now off of that creature then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We're going to say that's the case. Ronan has detangled it from his net, grabbed the net, took a 5-foot, and is in the process of folding his net now.
That was also a full round. So it's, yeah, 2 full rounds to fold that up.
Right. So Nath has moved up to the last 2.
Nath will...
Veggie Big Beans?
I believe take his full amount of movement there.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I can get the last push for flanking.
Well, it would be a double move, and then you wouldn't get an attack, so...
You could have also charged.
Well, it still wouldn't got him into flanking.
You could ready an action so that when you have flanking, attack.
You got options.
Correct. Well, Nath actually isn't very battle trained, so he's just going to move up and swing twice.
Okay. Once, because the move action.
Right, once.
All right.
That's the other game.
Right. The game we do not mention here.
I fumbled.
Oh, no!
That's what you get for mentioning the other game.
Truth.
Meta.
Wait.
What?
He fumbled. Wait,
we're doing cards.
Fumble.
Are we doing roll to confirm?
Have we done that yet?
Yes.
I don't recall.
We have been doing roll to confirm.
Okay. Give me another d20, sir.
He didn't hit.
Well, maybe, because it's...
Inspire Courage and Bless.
A 16?
16. So close. I'm sorry, but you confirm your fumble.
Here we go.
Too much lubricant.
There's no such thing!
Had to happen sometime. Don't pick at it. Take 1 point of con damage.
Oh!
Ouch.
Okay, so maybe it did need more lubricant.
There's always time for lubricant.
At least it's not con bleed.
Yeah. That sucks.
Go a hickey on your wanker. Sorry.
So anyway, Meta's turn?
Yeah.
Meta is counting. 1 second.
So while he was counting, Neil, that story I started last night about the penguins in the dentist office.
Uh-huh.
So I found the box. It was near the museum. And so I'm not allowed back at the DMV anymore.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's but the penguin's still alive. So
that's
we got
good. That
going
that's
for
good.
Us.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Go ahead, if you're done.
Meta.
Meta, seeing Jarwin pick at the scab, rushes over to provide flanking, and in the process provokes from 2 pygmies.
Nath, Jarwin.
Not Jarwin. Yeah.
Yeah, you all look the same.
My fig is blue.
Okay, so I get an attack of opportunities. Wait, tell me.
If you have a weapon in hand, you get an attack of opportunity against Meta on both of your standing creatures.
Did you go outside the mist or did you stay in the mist?
I stayed in the mist until I got right next to them, and then I went diagonal through, so I would still have the 20% mist.
So
they can't.
Oh.
They can't. No attacks of opportunity unless they have blind fight.
Nope.
Yeah, can't take attacks of opportunity.
I always forget that part.
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful.
I don't think I would have gotten both of them anyway. I just see the one. So, anyway.
Anyway, so Meta gets there and then tries to non-lethally smack that little bastard with her claw.
Number 1.
Number 3, the one that she's got flanking with. The only purr she has.
Oh, that's right. These black figs just... I get lost. She's got the shield, though, so, yeah.
That's a 14. To hit non-lethal.
Negatory. Try again. Not right now. Next turn. All right, that brings it to my turn. And that one, we said it took 2 rounds to fold that net?
Two full rounds, yes.
And he's used 1 full round and then 1 like move action.
These guys aren't super smart, but they do have some intelligence to them.
He could throw it at a -4.
And provoke.
He will take 5 to get out of flanking and continue folding his net. And
isn't he going to provoke from doing that?
5-foot step? Come on.
No.
I think it means folding the net.
I thought the folding the net provoked.
Oh.
It didn't say that it did when he read the like the entire paragraph.
All right.
You recall that.
I could be wrong.
There to go, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
It's canon.
One. Batty one. He doesn't like being flanked either.
Do better.
Gonna take a 5 foot and try and stab at Tam there.
He moved himself into the mist?
Mm-hmm. He's half in, half out. Waves drawn, yeah.
Okay.
But he is not exactly a medium-sized creature either. But, yeah, what are the rules as written far as occupation of space like that?
He's small, so he still takes a full 5 foot.
Right, okay. That's what I figured.
You have to go smaller than small size.
Okay. So... are you trying to elude to me taking penalties for attacking Tam?
Mostly the, I believe he has the 20% miss chance because he's in the mist.
Correct.
Kay.
He could 5 foot step the other direction and not have that and set Tam up for flanking next turn.
Yeah, no, then he would already be in flanking again. Yeah, no. Thanks.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Okay, I'm good on the miss chance. Let's see if it can hit. No.
I'm feeling, knock on wood, I'm feeling lucky.
It didn't sound like wood.
That's the table. Curtis, the table made out of wood.
All I heard was springs.
Yes.
Jarwin, what will you do?
Jarwin is going to 5 foot step.
Chasing my baddie.
And hold his action for when he has flank.
Hold or prepare?
Prepare my action.
Use your words.
Has flanking. Then he will attack. When that opportunity arises.
Okay. So then that brings us right back to Tam.
All right, Tam's going to ignore this guy and go after the other one. Joking. 5 foot step sweet. To maintain flanking with Jarwin, which triggers his prepared action.
Bing!
I have a possible crit.
Give me them dice back.
We switched them last night and still didn't fucking matter. So yeah. What do
you
want
switched
from me?
As in Britt took them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was true. I believe that is a 19 to confirm.
That'll do all of that.
I would like a crit card, please.
Do it. Do it now.
I thought we were doing non-lethal.
Some of us were.
I have not been. And that'll be explained later.
No prisoners.
We now know that Jarwin has a hatred of veggie pygmies.
It's just he's annoyed that it burns when he pees.
And that's where I got it from.
Oh, because it's their fault. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to go with calf hole.
What?
Could you repeat that, please?
Calf hole.
As in a baby cow?
As in the calf on the bottom of your leg.
Oh, okay.
Normal damage and 1d4 dex damage.
So that's H-O-L-E.
Yes.
And that's pretty obnoxious. So any other? Yeah, okay.
So it's going to be 3 damage.
Okay. And that's on number 1?
And 4 dex damage. You're welcome. That'll be my prepared action.
He is down!
Thanks, Tam.
No worries.
New round.
No, it's not. It's my turn.
No. Oh. You're right. I'm sorry. That was a prepared action.
Tam will single move over to the other one. And then that puts her in flanking with Jarwin. That sadly will be a full turn. No, sorry, it's Nath. Sorry, Nath. My apologies. That is going to be a full turn because I 5 foot stepped and then I had to use another, like my actual standard action to convert to a move action to do that. And then, as she's going to say, Jarwin, maybe next time go a little easier on it. We're just trying to knock these out. So if you get a chance to hit the other one, try to maybe not kill it.
I did knock it out.
And as a move action, she will, as her actual move action, she will draw her dagger.
Okay.
Turn.
Did she already have a sword out or something?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now we can go to the top of next round with Ronan.
I'm going to... It looks like these guys have things well in hand over there. I'm going to go to the one that is down. Going to take a 5 foot step and then continue.
Back from whence thou came?
And then continue folding my net.
Uh-huh. So what's the idea? You're just going to keep your eye on it?
Pretty much.
Okay. Then that brings us to Nath.
Nath is going to lead with a flurry of blows. Non-lethal.
Non-lethal flurry. That's the last man standing, right?
Yep. That's a 26 to hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All day. Hit him twice, actually.
Do we still get Inspire Courage?
For three more rounds, yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was lingering.
So that's 7 points of non-lethal.
Oh, that's the first time he's been hit, I think. Was that number three or number two?
That is number three.
Okay. You said how many non-lethal? I'm sorry.
Seven.
Seven. All right.
Second one to hit is only a 14.
14 does not.
And that's the end of Nath's turn.
Very good. That goes to Meta.
Meta.
Meta, Meta, Meta.
Meta will 5 foot step. Meta will 5 foot step away from the standing creature. Turn to Jarwin and give him a really kind of look. And cast Stabilize on the down pygmy.
Hey. Stabilize.
I'm all helping. Right.
He's helping me. Batty 3 unconscious. Right? No, Batty 3 is the only one standing left. Okay, all right. I'll get this stuff right yet. It's going to take a 5 foot. Yeah, it's going to take a 5 foot and go after Tam. One
Nath
more time.
Is going to step with it.
Because of your step up feet?
Correct.
Okay.
Step up.
Get him. Do you have step up and strike yet?
Too low a level.
Strike is, I believe, 6th level requirement, but I'm not positive.
Does an 11 hit? No? Okay. That brings us to, well, Batty 2 is down, Batty 1 is down. Jarwin!
Wait.
What's my name again?
Did you cast Stabilize on the one I just knocked out?
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay. Jarwin is going to walk 15 feet to the other poor guy and prepare an action for when flanking happens to play whack-a-mole again.
Whack! Okay, prepared action. Tam, knock him out.
Jarwin, I hate to be a jerk, but Tam would see the advantages of giving Nath the flank more. So
that's fine.
That's where she's going to 5 foot step. And try to hit him with her sword, non-lethally. Well, that bounced out, but whatever. 8, 10, 15, 16, 17, 13. So probably not going to do it.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, turn.
Okay. Did Jarwin's prepared action go off yet?
Negative, because I do not have the flanking condition.
Okay.
That's what I stated.
I just remembered this time, though. That's good. I'm getting there. Back to the top of the round. Verona.
I am going to advance take another 5 foot step closer to the down veggie pygmy.
All right. Has it been two rounds since you started folding?
This will be his second full round.
No, this would be his third full round.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
This
would
be
mistake.
My third full round, but you did tell me that it would take
three rounds. Yeah.
So.
Okay, so are you going to finish up with that and move?
Yes.
Okay. I'll allow it.
When I'm looking at him, does he look, you know, like dead?
Negatory. He looks unconscious. Shallow breathing.
Okay, so...
I could have been mean and said, give me a heal check, I suppose, but, yeah. You know.
I can if it'll make you feel better.
Give me a perception, at least.
28.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's definitely breathing. Definitely breathing. Okay. What else you want to know?
He's unconscious and he's breathing. We're good.
Okay. So that's turn for you. Nath.
Nath is going to make a full round of Strix.
What? I heard full round of Strix. I'm
full
sorry.
Round of strikes.
Okay.
I have mush mouth today.
Okay. I thought it was some new attack I wasn't familiar with.
Drink some coffee.
Strix. Kind of like snacks, but a little different.
Strix are very different. They're black-skinned, bald humanoids with wings.
Like leathery bird
feathered.
Wings, right?
Well, they're feathered wings.
Yeah. Okay.
And he has the opportunity to do a flurry of Strix.
Yes.
dual-wield Strix.
That's a 18 to hit non-lethal.
That will work.
With 3 points of bludgeoning.
3 points.
The second one is much better.
Okay. So that hits then.
And three more.
Okay, so 6 altogether, right?
Correct.
Oh. Okay. That will make it Meta's turn. Unless you wanted a 5 foot step.
No, I'll stay there.
Okay. Meta.
All right. I haven't seen these things hit anything worth a damn yet, so Meta's just going to walk right past it.
Okay. He's going to try and take that attack of opportunity. Holy shit, 18.
That'll hit.
That was open, though. 4 non-lethal. Take the stick of that spear and smack it up your head.
All right. So Meta moves over there.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of goes, booga, 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 in front of the creature.
Ooh. He's scared now.
Aid another to give Nath plus 2 AC.
Ooh. Is that because of a feed or just aid another, you mean? The combat action.
Just the combat action, aid another.
Okay, cool.
But this thing has any brain since Nath's the one that keeps attacking and doing damage.
Cool.
Figure he may need the AC.
All right. And then it makes it my turn.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Freaking surrounded. Go ahead.
Because there's 3 of them on one side and Tam on the other, it's going to 5-foot step away from them and still be adjacent to Tam and try to hit Tam.
No.
Oh, I am surprised.
No.
Run action?
Whoa. Whoa. The bard song just flew off the screen.
I believe it's going after Meta. It's going it, bitch.
Gonna go after Meta.
Hey, you're the one that's talked to it. You probably said something offensive.
It didn't like it when you
made
fun of it.
It was that ooga booga booga boogie.
Yeah, the ooga booga booga thing. I insulted its intelligence.
11.
Miss.
Damn. All right. Then that will make it Jarwin's turn.
All right. Jarwin's completely turn was wasted.
Yep. That prepared never went off, did it? Taking the long way around.
Jarwin is going to take the long way around to avoid provoking attacks of opportunity and prepare another action to strike when flanking has been fulfilled. Turn.
So you're saying Meta has bigger balls than Jarwin?
You have bigger orbs, yes.
In your purse, right?
In the chest, yes.
Ah. Brings us back to Tam.
All right, Tam, who has both bigger balls and bigger boobs than Jarwin.
Goes into flanking. Jarwin's yep. prepared action goes off.
It's probably going to be a miss.
Yeah. Lingering performance.
How many rounds have we been in with these?
Jeez. I've lost track. I want to say 6 or 7.
This is the 4th round.
Oh, this has been way more than 4 rounds. He spent 3 rounds just with his net.
Yeah.
This is like at least 5, if not 6 or 7, like you said.
I haven't been marking it. I missed a round and didn't mark off.
I'm a terrible GM because I don't do that.
Most of the time, it doesn't matter. Most combats don't last more than 5 rounds anyway.
It's been 7 rounds.
Y'all been pussyfooting just like my guys, not trying to kill anybody.
17 to hit, non-lethal.
17. Works.
The important thing is the mist is going to be there for another 2.5 minutes.
Oh, the mist.
Yeah, we're making great use of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the bless only has 3 more rounds.
3 non-lethal.
3 more non-lethal this time? Have you had a change of heart?
2 people told me to stop trying to kill him, so
since
yeah.
When do you listen to these people? So, he's looking pretty rough for the wear, but he's still standing.
All right, Jarwin, are you done with your prepared?
Yes, sorry.
Damn, okay. Finish it.
All right, I'm going to try and hit it non-lethal one more time. And your bless goes for 3 minutes. It's 1 minute per level.
So, it's still active.
I rolled a 7, so if I don't get double digits, I'm not going to be able to hit it non-lethal.
Alrighty then. Back to the top of the next round, whatever it is. Ronan!
I'm going to begin securing the veggie pygmy in front of me.
You're going to use some manacles?
I think I'm going to use some rope and take his weapon away from him. So
put up a firewall, install a password and antivirus, you know, the usual stuff.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, why not? Whoa. And I believe that's an escape artist check to tie him up, right?
Either escape artist or disabled device, usually.
It's escape artist to get out of it.
It's also used to set the DC for rope tying.
Okay. Let's do that.
That's an 8.
Ooh, you're killing me.
Yeah, he's unconscious.
No, refresh my memory. Can you use escape artist untrained?
Yes.
Okay.
But the DC then, I believe, actually becomes 18 because
yes.
it's 10 plus.
It's 10 plus whatever
okay.
you rolled.
Got it. Thank you for that. And we're at Nath.
Save us, Nath. You're our only hope.
Keep missing Nath.
God,
like
I hope
always
not.
Do.
Don't jinx it.
Hey, Nath's been on fire.
This is a good episode for Nath so far.
Nath will 5-foot step and do what he's been doing. Legs and all. That's not going to hit.
So full attack, right?
Yeah.
You're going to spend a key?
No. That is a 12 to hit.
Negatory.
Back to shadow boxing.
Do you remember flanking and bless and all that good stuff?
Don't have flanking.
He's not flanking.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Now that I can see. You're right. Meta.
I'll take it.
Meta.
All right. Meta this time, seeing the shadow box king has returned, will try aid another to improve Tam's chance of hitting this bastard.
Hit that bastard.
And fails.
Oh, meta.
And provokes as she walks past and around this thing.
Does a 17 hit you?
That's exactly what you need.
That's 6 non-lethal.
All right.
Meta's dead.
No, I'm fine.
I think Meta's the only one I've actually hit.
Yes.
So sad. And is that do it for Meta?
That is it for Meta.
Okay. Then it's my turn. I am gonna 5 foot this away to get out of flanking once again. It's this lovely little dance we're doing. And I'm gonna go after that Jarwin guy.
While he's doing math, I'm gonna remind you guys of the PFS scenario I ran where Brent with his vital strike fighter and the dude, like, he sundered the dude's bow, so the dude just drew out an arrow and they spent like 5 rounds going back and forth with neither of them being able to hit each other. And the dude with the arrow would occasionally get a crit and do 1 damage.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a comedy of errors, as it were.
Nice.
It sounds like I was there. Was I there?
Probably, yeah.
I was probably rolling the ones.
You're probably the
This
NPC.
Was Brent and I was DMing.
Oh.
And it was just a, like, everybody else was dealing with the boss. He wiped out all the minions except for this last one that they just 5 foot stepped back and forth because it was just,
it was a dance. Just
yeah,
like,
trying to stab him with an arrow, and he's trying to hit him with a greatsword, and nobody could roll above a 5.
That's awesome.
Hey, Jarwin.
What?
Does a 20 hit you?
Yeah.
Snap! 5 non-lethal.
Meta might have to channel after this.
Ooh.
I hope not.
Jarwin, are you going to retaliate? Because you're up.
I will 5 foot step into flanking, and I will hit. It's going to be a
32? Yeah.
19.
No. Yep. No. All right. What do you got?
1 non-lethal.
And he is down. For real. For like 2 rounds. That's all he had.
That's awesome. No on the outros is what I thought we decided.
What do you mean outros? Like
same thing like we started.
Like our name and who we are and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, we've been doing it the whole time. I didn't know there was a discussion to stop doing
we
it.
Had
okay, I thought we had.
We had 2 people mention that we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Where?
Brent and one of the people on Podbean, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's just, do you guys want to still do it?
I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
I think we should have something that ends the episode.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't need to be a go around the table, but we should have some sort of closing.
Right. I agree with that. I don't think we should do the naming ourselves again. I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah. Maybe just a thanks for watching kind of thing.
Listening?
Yeah, sure. No.
Like, thanks for listening. Come back next time on Shield Bash to find out, you know, what adventure awaits or...
Or in this case, what,
happens
the
after
adventurers do with the downed pygmies?
Yeah, you know, something like that.
A teaser, yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Not
are
necessarily
we gonna
cliffhanger,
find?
But you know, yeah.
And the sea of mushroom caps.
Okay.
Do we just want to leave all this in and have this be our super long closing? Because that'd be fucking hilarious.
Yes. Because and then at the very end, say that was our first attempt at an ending or a closing.
No, just this should be after stuff. So if you keep listening, you know,
okay, I'll leave all that shit in there. Just like the end.
Like encapsulate that and move it around. Yeah, and there you go.
That's
and
actually very easy. I could cut and then just drag it all over.
Yeah.
And then just at the end of it, say that was our first attempt at.
Oh no!
Closing.
No context.
No,
that's fine.
That loses all fun.
All right, fine. That's good.
In a sea of mushroom stamps. Real math in a car. Find lubricant. Tune in next time on Shield Bash.
I like it.
We'll finally figure out how to make snake butter in this sea of mushrooms.
Will these be the garnish for the salad of our appetites?
You got a title for the episode yet?
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
The title is going to be Stupid Outro.
But it has mushrooms in it.
No, it's always got to be the before and after thing.
I know.
So.
I say that's good then. Cut it.
I like it. Okay. Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.